I'll move to informational items 19. I believe we'll be able to take a look at a video, the ELK virtual reality video.
All right. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. My name is Lydia Austin. I am the Visitor Services Supervisor at Custer State Park. Along with me, I have Lacey Elrod, the Outdoor Campus Director here for Outdoor Campus West. And I made a big mistake and forgot to include David Parker, Outdoor Campus Director East. He was instrumental in this group that we put together a really cool project. This came about a year ago. It was a blast, and we're excited to share it with you. But it's a virtual elk video program that we had. So,
good morning. Let you get the PowerPoint. Get you,
yeah, hold that first.
Okay, as you can see, we kind of wanted to take a new spin on things. We, Lydia at Custer State Park, as well as myself, and David Parker at the Outdoor Campus East, looked at our strategic plan, our education strategic plan, and we are always trying to find ways that the parks and the wildlife can work together on things. And this came up as a really cool way to do that. We applied for a grant through the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and we're gifted a grant of about, I think it was $8,500 to do this kind of outside of a box approach to education. It was definitely a learning curve for us working with this new software. But we came together, we figured out a plan that would benefit both parks, education and R3, as well as the wildlife side of things. And so we met together and started brainstorming and kind of birthed this thing.
With it, none of us had done virtual reality before. We honestly had seen it. We're like, this is cool. We had no clue how to even get to that point. So we decided we needed to meet. We drug Chris Hall into this at this point. And honestly, we started drawing stick figures on sticky notes and putting them up because we knew we wanted to go from point A to point B, and we had no clue how to get there. And so we drew out this whole plan, and we started laughing at each other so much that we actually took pictures of this because it was amazing. It actually worked for us. From this point then, we were able to go, okay, this is the points we want to talk about. Here's our topics, here's our scripts, here's how we get from these points. And it started coming together. And it was really neat to see it come together. And then we knew we were gonna film in Custer State Park. That was kind of where the parks came in. They have a very good elk population in there. We had the habitats, we had a lot of the signs. And so we knew that was where we were gonna set up. So we worked with a film company, got a day set up in August, and kind of went through the park and figured out what spots, what forestry habitats, what riparian habitats, what burn areas, and mapped those all out and made the scripts, gave them out to the staff, and got ready to shoot. And it actually went really smooth. I think my favorite part of this whole video, and I always tell Lacey this and she agrees, is everyone helped out. It started with the three of us, and a lot of times when you do education programs like this, it falls on the education side, the campuses or the interpretive side of parks. We roped everybody into this. We had the resource team from Custer State Park. We had the wildlife biologists from the Wildlife Division. We had COs come help us. We had Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation people help us, Wildland Fire Administration. Everybody came and helped and had a really fun time. If you ever watched this video, one of my favorite things watching it, because we've watched it a lot, is you can see everyone's nervous at the beginning because we don't know what we're doing. But by the end, it's calm, relaxing. Everyone's having a really good time. One of my biggest moments, too, is as we're going through and checking things, I actually made my children watch this because I thought this is their demographic. And my teenage son said, this is really cool, Mom. And I'm like, okay, we're successful then. That's success. So we're good with that. So,
So what it kind of, it's very hard for us to explain what it looks like. It's up on our education page right now on, under our resources. And we'll show you a clip in a little bit, but you click on it, it pops up, it gives you some directions, and it allows you to move in like a 360 view, focusing on habitats of elk, characteristics of elk, highlighting people's jobs here at Game Fish and Parks and how they impact elk management. And so you start clicking through the screen, there's little hidden gems in there to hear an elk bugle or something, a mountain lion make a noise too. It's definitely geared towards school age because this is a video that will be shared out. It's more towards the schools that we maybe can't reach or just want to learn some more about elk management. So we've got that link that we can share with them. They can use it at their own computers. On an iPad, on a cell phone, we have those opportunities. Like I said, the video includes highlighting of the jobs, the signs of elk. Somebody that even maybe just is new to the area or wants to come in and is interested in hunting, you could definitely figure out a way to look for elk and look for those signs of elk too. So they're all in this video or in this virtual reality thing. We don't even really have a good name for it, what it actually is, but we'll try and play a clip and it'll kind of give you a little bit of just, this is the introduction. It was filmed here at the Upper Campus.
We're sharing the video audio. It's working this morning. Yeah.
We'll just kind of let it play. You can see a little bit of it. How it kind of looks a little warped on that picture is because it's a 360 camera. So when you're actually driving the video, you can scroll around the campus. You can find those hidden clicks. If you click on the elk in the background here, it would bugle. And so it's more of... we often hear people say, we got to get these phones and technology away from our kids and get them outside. Yes, that's great, but how can we give them a tool that they already really like and make it valuable to us and make it more interactive for them to still use what they think is really neat and fun, but in a way that benefits Game Fish and Parks? So we do ask that if you guys have a moment to click on our website under education and watch it, it's really neat to see some of the different pieces of it. This is an example right there of places that you can, those little white spots you can click. It brings up what those are. One of them is a radio collar for elk. It talks about what the biologists are doing, what they're tracking. The orange hat is how beneficial hunting is in elk management, prescribed burns, and then of course the CO's relationship to hunting and landowners and stuff. So it encompasses pretty much everything you can think that Game Fish and Parks does to help manage elk wildlife. And also, you can click on wonderful Chris there and hear what the communication staff does. And each job is specific in how it relates to elk management. So it's kind of a cool way to do it.
Yeah, and kind of adding to that, if you go as we spin around this, you'll see we did get everybody. We got folks like Chris and Rocky Mountain Elk and Interp and Fire. And what we were trying to show is there's a lot of jobs out here at Game Fish and Park that anybody can get into. If you enjoy VR and stuff, there's Hull's job. If you enjoy talking to people or CO officers or fire, there's something for everybody. So we try to incorporate that on top of the elk. And so it's really robust. It's a lot of fun. We still find things. Lacey was laughing at me because I was playing by all the sounds, because obviously I click on things when I watch it, I guess, because she didn't know about that. And so it captures everybody. So, yes. I think next, yeah.
Next, this is kind of a soft opening right now. We've got it up. You can access it. You can watch the video through our resources page. But we have one more piece that's coming. It's in the works. We're having a supplemental worksheet that we will be able to send out, or at least have the PDF that you can download for teachers. That it kind of mirrors this habitat picture here where they can click on, or they have to find the different signs of elk. And hopefully they would have to watch all of the videos and all of the habitats to figure out what those signs of elk are and then be able to fill out the worksheet. Again, it's working within state education standards to see and challenge them to do. There's an art section. There's a place where they have to use their writing skills. And so we incorporated that into school standards as well, because we do anticipate this probably being more geared towards school age, about fifth grade and and if it seems successful, we'll be able to track hopefully how many people can watch the video and download the PDF. That if this is successful, we think we can work on doing another one hopefully a little bit smoother and maybe better stick figures on our sticky notes as well. So with that, if anyone has any questions, we would be more than happy to take them.
Questions or comments? Secretary Rublin.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Kevin here. Just wanted to say I did have a chance to watch the video, and it is really well done. I just love the fact how many people you do bring into the conversation, how educational and informative it is. I mean, it is great for school settings. I think it would be really awesome if we could somehow get this out to, you know, to schools across the state and include it in their curriculum. Yeah, it's a really neat thing. I mean, you guys are, this is great. I think there's opportunities in all kinds of different fields for different critters and different management that we could do this with and really spread the word of what GF&P does. So great work like always, and thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. The only question I had was, how are we getting this to our schools? And you answered it. So
yeah,
good job.
Through the chair. I will say that, like, we haven't really shared it out a whole lot. Just because we'd rather have the complete package ready. And so with our at the campuses with our schools coordinator, that will be an easy dissemination to our school systems on each side of the state. And I'm sure, you know, multiple schools reach out to Custer State Park. So I think in social media and our marketing team is ready to jump when we're ready for it.
We've been in touch with the Department of Education too, and they have a newsletter and all kinds of ways to disseminate that information directly to schools. So I think it'll be well received.
Excellent. All right. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Tom Hirschman here. Again, we'll work with Liz and have her send you guys the direct link via email to you. So you'll just have the link and go right to the video and watch it. So probably have that in your inbox already, knowing that.
Yes. Yes, we do. So thank you. Oh, we have one comment here.
Oh,
no, we're good to go. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.